My name is Jamie Heath, so I am not an expert at anything. I'm a professional musician. I normally have a piano or a guitar in my hand singing for you or something of that nature. I'm pretty good at that, I guess. But who am I outside of that? What am I? What do I have to offer outside a melody and a lyric? Well, in my life, in my 25 years of living, nobody say anything about that. I've experienced a lot of joy. Of course, I've had some amazing joy in my life. But I've also experienced some intense pain. Not the kind of pain inflicted on me by another, but rather the kind of pain that I brought on myself. Choices that I made that hurt myself. Choices that I made that hurt others. Most of my life, I've been a decent person. I've treated people kindly. You know, I've traveled the world and done some acts of service. I've given money to those who may have needed it when I was able, allowed people to stay in my home. I've made some decent music, and, you know, people have applauded every now and again. I'm a good father, I hope. I'm a good friend. But all the while, I've struggled. Struggled to the point, as I said, that I hurt a lot of people. And this struggle, because it was unaddressed, gained momentum. It gained the kind of momentum that I found myself not being able to stop it. And I hurt a lot of people. I burned a lot of people. I'm not going to cry, but I might. And what do I do about that? How do I deal with that? And the truth is, I know that many of you here, I know probably not in the ways that I have, but many of you, if not all of you, have struggled at some point, have done some things that you're not so proud of. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with that as individuals? How do we deal with that as a community, as a worldwide community? How do we deal with these two people? Those people there. Luke Skywalker. All right, this is a man that's connected to the Force, right? He's connected to the goodness, always striving to perfect his higher nature. While the other, Darth Vader, good man, I'm sure, from the beginning, but connected to the dark side, right? Striving for selfish desires, for power, feeding that side. And what I learned is that both of them live inside me. And how do I deal with that? Who's going to take over? Depends on who I feed, I suppose. I seem to feed Luke Skywalker sometimes, but I certainly fed Darth Vader. So how do I deal with that? So I'm going to share with you some of my journey. And I'm not going to just talk surface stuff. So if you're light of heart, I'll give you a second to leave. I won't burden your heart. I won't share details that is overwhelming. But I want to be true and authentic. So I struggled with being honest. Most of my life, I always struggled with this. I struggled with being faithful to my family, ultimately to God. And I hurt a lot of people during this time. This struggle gained such momentum that it kept going and snowballing, that finally God said, enough. God had to step in. And he did. He was like, I'm going to deal with you. And the necessary things that needed to happen happened. And as a result, I lost everything that meant anything. I lost my family. I lost my business. I lost my friends, a lot of my extended family. I lost my self-worth. I found myself at the bottom of a pit that I didn't know how to get out of. I was alone for the first time in my life. I lost everything. I had nowhere to turn. Well, except to God. But how do I do that? How do I turn to God? Okay, I know how to pray. I thought I knew how to pray, but that didn't seem like to be enough. For many of you, I'm sure it's enough to pray. For me, it was not. I needed something more. I needed something more tangible, something that I could actually turn to and look at and help guide me out of this. So I did pray. But I asked God specifically, will you help me find the secret? Help me find the secret to overcoming Darth Vader. What is this about? And why do I have Darth Vader? I found this. In man, there are two natures, his spiritual or higher nature and his material or lower nature. Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. In one, he approaches God. In the other, he lives for the world alone. Signs of both these natures are to be found in men. Okay, what the heck? So God created me with both these natures, Luke and Darth, to have some civil war? Are you playing games with me? What is this? Why would this happen? Why am I created this way? Now, in no way am I suggesting that because I was created both these things, it justifies any sort of my behavior. We are always supposed to strive to live within the boundaries of common goodness, of course. However, we were designed to struggle. We are flawed. I am flawed. I was designed that way. So once I kind of delved into that and started embracing this idea, at least I could deal with the Darth Vader inside me. Why is that? Baha'u'llah, who is the prophet founder of the Baha'i faith, says in one of his quotes that I found, "The Almighty hath tried and will continue to try his servants, so that light may be distinguished from darkness, truth from falsehood, right from wrong, guidance from error, happiness from misery, and roses from thorns." Okay, I kind of get this. So the dichotomy of good and evil of Luke and Darth is how I grow, right? It's how I'm able to address some of these issues and actually learn how to make choices. If I feed Darth Vader, Darth is going to come alive. But if I feed the goodness in me, he's saying to me these two things so that you can make a distinction between the two. I seem to be lost in that for a while. But this made sense. This was really helpful for me. So what did I do when I found this information? I decided to put on my army boots, go into the field of battle, be willing to take bullets, admit to myself that I was flawed, admit that I needed help, not just help for a moment, that I really needed help. It meant facing some of those that I had hurt and being authentic and real with them, bowing my head wherever possible. It meant turning to family, turning to some friends that would be willing to have an ear and share with me their thoughts and their concerns and what they saw in me. It meant truly, truly humbling myself. It meant absolutely committing myself to seeing a therapist. Because for the first time in my life, I saw someone and I was able to share things. I didn't have to worry about hiding all the other stuff. I could just say it all. And as I was speaking and saying these things, I was learning some more stuff about myself. It meant enrolling and involving myself in particular specific help groups that could deal and address with some of the stuff that I had needed to deal with. It meant being accountable. But this was a hard thing to do. How do we do this in a world? How could I do this in a world that's filled with this everywhere? Now, this is wonderful. We have all of these, social media things. Everyone's great. Somebody's so happy they have horses to celebrate their love with. I mean, this is a real thing I found. And it's great. People live in their joy. But most of the time, we show only the joy. We show all the stuff. We cover up every pimple with some sort of something, right? We put masks on. I certainly did. And we don't want to show anything that's flawed. And I felt, while so many around me seemed to be so joyous and live in their Luke Skywalker, I could not show my Darth. So I just pretended and continued to pretend. This made it hard. However, because of accountability and because of another quote that I found by Baha'u'llah, he says, "O son of being, bring thyself to account each day, ere thou art summoned to a reckoning. For death unheralded shall come upon thee, and thou shalt be called to give account for thy deeds." What does this mean? Bring thyself to account each day, ere thou art summoned to a reckoning. Okay, I don't want to be the same. I want to be different tomorrow. I cannot do that by continuing to just pretend. I had to really look at myself. I had to really face it and be willing to be authentic, be willing to even talk to a group like you and say I'm flawed, so that tomorrow I could maybe be a little bit better, be a little bit different. This was really big for me. I knew this quote growing up, but it never really rung true as it did when I was in this transition, when God was dealing with me, when I had lost everything. These are the things that were bringing me back. I was finding also by being accountable and being involved in particular groups, I was meeting and learning from people that also struggled. People then shared their struggles with me. I didn't feel so alone. Certainly, they may have not been the ones that I did, but they were struggles. And they were brave and they were facing them authentically. They weren't afraid to admit it. I'm super, super ashamed of some of the things that I've done in my life and the people that I hurt. But I'm not ashamed to admit that I hurt people. I'm no longer ashamed to admit that I'm flawed. That's me in the top left corner, holding the bass and the guitar. These are my kids, my children, and my wife. And, God wants us to succeed. He keeps giving us opportunities to prove ourselves. Anyone who's a parent knows that no matter what your children do, you always want to see them succeed, and you keep giving them opportunities to prove themselves. God, of course, does that with us. No matter how hard we fall, he always gives us chances to get back up. Although I had lost everything, he allowed me to start rebuilding. By trying to stay aligned with God, I found myself shedding stuff and feeling worthy again, feeling like I could walk through a room with my back straight instead of walking over, bowed over because of shame. And then this picture makes me think of something in terms of children. So when I was a child, I experienced quite a bit of trauma. Many people experience some trauma. For me, my trauma went unaddressed, never was spoken about with anybody. So the pieces that started falling apart in my life, I was forced to put them back together myself with my little brain. And of course, how could I really do a good job with that? This is not an excuse. There was no excuses. But maybe it could help explain to me how I became someone that could love so greatly and also betray at the same time. So when I was a child, there was, everyone seemed to, I have amazing parents, amazing extended family who are deep in people in God and love humanity. But we never spoke about struggle. We never talked about flaws. In fact, if I saw someone that was flawed, it was almost like they were ostracized. Not by my parents necessarily, I don't mean to say that. I just mean by the world and by people. So when I would see people flawed and having mistakes and they were ostracized, it was like, there's no way they could ever say something about me that was flawed. I just didn't feel I had permission to do so. So with my children and our junior youth and our youth around the world, I don't want that to happen with them. They will fall down. Absolutely. They will fall down and they will need to know that they can get back up. They will need to know by example. They will need to know by us who have struggled how we got back up, that we did indeed struggle. Maybe we don't share all the details, but we need to share some truth about it though so that they can have some sort of example. I'm trying to do that now. And also what I'm trying to do, and one of the things is I have learned that so many people that I've become friends with over the years are brave, acknowledge their struggle, and who want a relationship with God and sometimes don't feel safe to do so as if they're unworthy. And what I have learned is we are always worthy. That when we struggle, we need to turn to God more instead of running away. We won't always hit a home run, but we gotta at least try to swing and hit the ball, you know? And that's how we get base hits and then we continue, and then we score at that point. So now I have not arrived. I am not like a perfect car that now drives perfectly. I have the same car, but with a rebuilt engine. I've added some accessories on there that help me from crashing, prevent me from crashing. I have an amazing wife who knows who I've been, yet embraces me and is a part of those accessories. And I'm committed to letting others know that I love them, that I'm here, that you can be authentic with me. Tell me your stuff. Let's have coffee. I won't judge you, condemn you. And if there's anyone that's watching that's maybe not here, I encourage you deeply to share your truth, the real good stuff, with someone that you trust and share this stuff so that we can work through it. I invite you to really develop, maybe come investigate the Baha'i Faith and come as you are. Come with all your flaws. So many of us have so much on our resume that we wish were not there. I have so much I wish I could take back. But that can't be a reason that we don't stay close to God and believe that we can get back up after we fall. Friends, I thank you so much.